Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Rainey McMichael. Bunk, taking a couple days to celebrate birthday number 41. He'll be back on Monday with you. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Want to go ahead and get a glance at week four in college football. We do that in the College Football Corner. We're going to get into the two big games over the weekend a lot tomorrow, Randy. So I do want to look at some of the other games, but I have one quick question on each of the primetime games for you. When it comes to Oregon and Penn State, I think the interesting thing to me, because I don't know if we really know that much about either of these teams, the question for me is, who are you looking forward to learning about in this one?
Probably, I want to see if Penn State, we mentioned yesterday, if Penn State can beat a team. Hell, can Oregon beat, they beat Ohio State a couple years ago. So can Penn State beat a team with better than or equal to talent? That's the most important thing to me. And I mean, obviously, it's a whiteout. It's going to be a big, big deal, all those different things. But the thing with Dan Lanning is that he got them dudes humming right now. And Moore is playing his ass off. This young boy he's a good player. Now, they haven't really been threatened. We saw what they did to Oklahoma State, who has since then fired their coach.
Yeah.
But
shouldn't have talked.
He shouldn't have opened his mouth.
Shouldn't have talked.
He shouldn't have opened his mouth. But I mean,
that could have been 40-3 and not 60.
Penn State's favorite at home by 3.5. But
yeah,
I think that, you know, more than anything, it's Penn State because they've taken steps each year as far as the it was easy to do that when you have a 12-team playoff and all those things. But yet they have taken those steps. Can James Franklin and the talent go to the next level? We'll see.
Let me tell you where I was at to start the year and where I think I'm at now is I understand the ranking for Penn State and some of the discussion around their talent, especially the returning talent. I still didn't think that they're a team that's going to win a national championship this year. For me, Oregon wasn't even in the discussion until I saw something. I've now seen a little bit of something, and I'm starting to wonder if Oregon is really into that discussion for a couple of reasons. And I remember Dante Moore at UCLA. It's not a guy that scared you.
But it's a difference when you have other good players around you.
1,000%. Dante Moore was being asked to do what Caleb Williams was doing.
Yes.
Right? As a freshman, how much has he grown in the past 2 years? And like you said, the talent around him, the coaching around him. And look, Oregon started off red hot offensively. They have cooled down at the start of games. I'm interested to see if, because they need to start on an up note in this one.
Yeah, the thing with Oregon is that you can't let, because that play, I mean, it's going to be a ruckus atmosphere.
Yeah.
You can't allow them to dictate the game. Now, people have beaten Penn State in the whiteout. They've lost big games in the whiteout before. But yeah, Oregon's got to start. They got to start fast in this game.
This is a good one. It really is. Because we also just don't know a ton about either team. Neither team has faced anyone that's put up real resistance.
Right.
And I think both sides can show you something. Number 17, Alabama at number 5, Georgia. I think we know a little bit about Georgia. Probably a little less about Alabama, in my opinion. Obviously, they got some returning players as well. The question for me, I guess, is Georgia going to get some first-place votes if they win this one?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
I think they would deserve it.
Yes.
I think Alabama's respected enough and probably good enough that if Georgia wins, and now maybe it depends how they win. Last second field goal in an ugly game versus dominant effort. I think Georgia should be getting first place votes at this point. I think the win over Tennessee at least puts them in the discussion because of what they showed offensively. And if they double that down at home, and we just a couple of moments ago, our friends at Dog Nation said Georgia's announced they're going to be giving out 65,000 LED wristbands ahead of Saturday's game at Alabama. Like, it is going to kind of be cool, Randy, to have the whiteout on one screen and the blackout on another screen, and kind of view the differing, not different atmosphere, but the color schemes, I guess.
Yeah.
I was like, as soon as you gave me the, I'm like, he's not into that at all, but all right.
I'm all about what goes on the field, and I think this is going to be a damn good ball game. I think the biggest thing for Georgia, can they rush the passer? And they will have Roddy on tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
There's going to be some O-line shuffling right now
for
Georgia. But, it's going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be a great damn game. Alabama, I think, is better than some people are trying to – I think Alabama's a good football team that has a lot of talent. I think Georgia's better than Alabama.
I think Florida State caught them at the right time.
Yes, exactly. Right? The weather, all those different things like that. I do believe that Georgia's better than them. But, I mean, I thought Georgia's been better than them a couple times. They've lost to them.
Well, and that's the thing we're going to get into a lot more is Kirby, right? And the storyline's the storyline for Kirby. And the struggles against Alabama, until you prove differently, the record is what the record is.
Yep.
And so that's something he's going to have to get to. Again, we'll talk more about that, like you mentioned, Roddy Nabolsi, tomorrow at 11:40. But we'll make picks. Maybe some of these games are involved in the picks. And we'll have plenty of time to break down Georgia and Alabama as well. Another big one tomorrow that it kind of feels like it's tertiary, but it's right there as well. LSU and Ole Miss. And I got two questions. I want to start with LSU. They're ranked number 4 in the country. They, I do believe, did get a first-place vote. We now see, to whatever extent you believe, Clemson, that win maybe not as impressive as we thought at the time.
Right.
Obviously, Florida is probably not that good either. And I'm not exactly sure exactly what LSU is right now.
Well, I think, they're talented. It's not calling what it is. And I know a lot of people, just like you just did, will kind of downgrade what a win was like at the start of the season in Clemson. That's still a big win, in my opinion. I understand that Clemson's struggling and all those different
still
things.
Still feels big.
But it's still, to me, for some reason.
I agree.
For some reason, it still does. And I think LSU, going on the road, it's going to be an awesome atmosphere down there in Ole Miss. And I think that, Ole Miss, it seems like they were going to stick with the backup or Chambliss, whatever you want to call it.
So that's the question from their perspective.
He's going to be the quarterback till he's not, in my opinion.
If they win this game, I don't know if you can hand it back to Austin Simmons.
You cannot give it back to Austin Simmons if he goes and win this game. And he's been playing so well.
That's the other thing. Simmons wasn't great.
And, but I thought, him coming to season, he had expectations. Mm-hmm. But, they have their quarterback. Can somebody help Nussmeier on offense? I think that's the thing with LSU, not relying on him too much. Durham and those guys.
Well, I think I saw Caden Durham's questionable.
And that's what I'm saying. Can somebody else step in? Perkins and that defense has been lights out.
Yeah.
They look
yeah.
like a damn LSU defense. And so that's going to be the thing. Can Chambliss navigate that defense? I mean, it's going to be crazy in Oxford. It really, really mm-hmm. is. I haven't watched yet, but from what I've seen people talk about, the Lane Kiffin had a little special on last night.
It was
outstanding. So I'll probably check that out when I get
but
home.
But he's got the James Franklin questions about winning these big games, and I think this is a real opportunity.
I mean, he won a big game last year. He beat Georgia, beat mm-hmm. the hell out of Georgia. Can he build off of that? Because that's where Georgia is now. When you beat Georgia, that's a big win for your program.
Auburn at number 9, A&M. This one's going on at the same time as LSU Ole Miss. Auburn obviously lost a lot of steam last week. Are they enough still to threaten A&M in your mind?
They're gonna keep it close.
They're gonna
keep it close. I love Reed as a quarterback. The quarterback for A&M.
Marcel Reed. Yeah,
love him. Love his versatility. He's a fun player to watch. The thing with Auburn is they gave up 10 damn sacks last week. I mean, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my week's all mixed up.
Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, you give up 10 damn sacks.
Too much.
Come on, man. I mean,
it's about six too much.
Yeah. Can they protect them? That's the thing about it. Can they protect them? Because that place, talking about another road atmosphere that's crazy down there in A&M, can Auburn protect and allow him to get time, because Cam Coleman is he's a baller.
Mm-hmm.
You throw it up anywhere in his vicinity. I know we talk about Andy mentioned it. You talk about Marvin Harris Jr., you talk about Ryan Williams. Don't forget about this kid.
Yeah.
This kid's a stone cold baller.
Yeah.
But can they protect Jackson Arnold?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because 10 sacks?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. TCU, Arizona State, Friday night. I kind of talked about TCU. I just the Big 12 so wide open. Why not them in the Big 12? It's a road game against a decent Arizona State team.
Are we sold on going back to the Big 12?
I'm not sold anyone.
Even Texas Tech?
No one.
Okay. All right.
Well, now we got the word that Devin Dampier, the Utah quarterback, was injured heading into the game.
Yeah. But
But
still.
They seem like they're there. Iowa State is just, they're just not impressive.
They're not impressive.
They win games.
They're not flashy. They're not flashy. That goes back to their quarterback.
They're like the Bucks of the college football.
Yeah, they're
not
flashy or anything like that. They just win games.
And they're comfortable in tight games.
A gritty-ass quarterback who's not going to make the big mistake. But,
No, I'm not sold on anyone, but you're probably right. Texas Tech, from a impressive, flashy standpoint, feels like the best team right now.
Right.
Only because I think they can win games in more ways. But that one's Friday night. Really fun. Georgia Tech, Wake Forest at noon. USC, Illinois, also at noon. They're forcing the Trojans to play noon kickoff.
They're back, baby.
Look, obviously the AP poll is desperate to keep Illinois in the rankings because they didn't want a team to go from number 9 to unranked. It also does help this matchup essentially. How good of a win would this be for USC?
Oh,
on the road to Illinois, noon kickoff.
I don't know. I mean, a win's a win. You're going on time change and all those different things. But Illinois just coming off getting their ass obliterated. I mean, they got Indiana obliterated their ass. So
you want to talk about trying to respond?
I mean, they need it. They need this response. The thing with USC is that if they lose this game, people are going to go back. USC. You know. I think they're going, they didn't play anybody. They just beat up on
pretty
a couple
tough
teams
defense in Illinois, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
7:45 SEC Network, Kentucky and South Carolina.
South Carolina needs a win.
Bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Yeah, South Carolina, they need a win. They need a win bad. They need Lenore to stay healthy, and they need to find a way to get them a win.
Yeah, I agree with you. We got a lot more still to come here. A ton of college football tomorrow. As well. But coming up next, it's Backpage. Do you have one here?
Yeah, Sports Talk on the Game. This is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, Abe, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch all the local games all season long. Kicking off with a juicy, did you type this out? Juicy week 4 matchup between the Washington Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
Control C, Control V. And you can count on me getting Paramount Plus when the UFC goes there. I decided I can't get away from it. Just watch too much UFC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.